Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Show Up Show, featuring Donna Light and Tara Tagliante on Blog Talk Radio. Join us on Wednesday mornings at 11 Eastern and show up, no pressure, but here we go.
Oh, the intro. Every week it gets me.
Oh, sorry, I'm cracking up again.
I crack up
things again,
Alice.
You, like,
oh, that's funny.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Okay, we're on the radio show.
Yeah, we're live. There might be listeners.
Hey, hi, everybody.
Welcome to the Show Up Show, you guys. We're glad that you have popped in, whether you're listening with us live or sometime down the road in the future through our archives. My name is Donna Stalemink. I am an energetic body worker and a coach who uses the tools and body processes of Access Consciousness to assist people around the world in unlocking the places they have locked joy out of their bodies and universes. And you can find out more about me at www.donnaslight.com. And I am here with my favorite person on the planet, Ms. Tara Tagliente. Can you say a little bit about you, my friend?
Yes, I can. Hey, everybody. This is Tara Tagliente, and I am, you know, now I'm calling myself, changes, okay, an energy transformation artist. And I can go in and wherever you're plateauing or limited in your life, any area of your life, including your business, I'm going to make this one a little short, I can go in and find those limitations and we can zap them out of existence. If you so choose to. So if you want to find more about me, there is a link. My bio link is in the description of this show. And then in the future, if you're listening to this, it's going to be taratagliante.com. And
yeah,
welcome to the show, everybody.
Yeah, so we're here today, and we are doing things the wrong way, as we normally do,
yes.
And we're kicking off the year of the black sheep, which in the... Oh, my God, that scared me. I, like, about jumped out of my skin. Did you, listeners, did that scare the crap out of you? It just about, it scared me. Oh, my God.
That was pretty... I'll turn the volume down a little bit.
That was for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I'm going to say this. I'm sorry, guys. Before I introduce our topic today, I have to say that Blog Talk, I was thinking about the investment because Tara and I have to pay not a whole lot of money, a very small amount of money to have this radio show. And I was thinking, this radio show for me is like better than a roller coaster. It's better than like a Marco's hot dog. It's almost better than a Smash Burger. I have so much fun with it. Like really the amount of what we invest compared to the joy that I reap from the show is crazy amazing. So I'm thankful for you, Blog Talk, for giving us a platform to have this show and get together and have fun.
Really,
the year, I think you're going to do it every time I say the word. I'm afraid. I'm afraid to say it now.
Do it one more time. I won't do it anymore until
say it.
Do it again.
Okay. So in the Chinese zodiac, this is the year of the sheep. That's out of control. I don't know if I can talk now. But in the Chinese zodiac, the actual year doesn't start until February. So we are doing things the wrong way. We're not only kicking off the year of the black sheep, we're kicking it off on the wrong day. So not only is it not the beginning of the, you know, the traditional new year, it's not even the beginning of the Chinese zodiac new year. And, you know, we just figured we'll just be us and do things the wrong way. And actually, it's not really the wrong way. It's just a different way. And we know that so many people, in at least in my universe and probably Tara's too, and probably if you're listening, you really get that you're pretty different, you know. And we're saying, like, what if this is the year that you don't have to hide your difference? Like, I know I've spent most of my adult life trying to fit in and hide it. And what if this is the year that you can shine your black wool and just be you and not have to hide out and be the black sheep you truly be and have the support of all of the universe? So Tara's busting her gut over there. Do you have any words?
Oh, man, I'm still wiping tears. I'm still wiping tears from my eyes, and I'll let you. I'll talk a little bit so that you can just, like, put yourself on mute and crack up. That's what I was doing. The year of the black sheep for me is, you know how they always talk about, like, sheeple and, you know, they're herd animals, so sheep always kind of roam around together and they just, like, follow the crowd. Well, then there's the black sheep, which is alone and stands out. And, you know, like, we're that's pretty much what we're doing. And we're also inviting everybody else that is a black sheep to come and kind of. I totally was.
I always said it.
Shiny black wool with us. Wow. That is wild that's kind of wild when that happens to you. Wow.
Oh, shoot. Oh, my goodness.
So... Oh, my goodness. Okay. It's a little bit more difficult for me to. It's difficult for me to kind of compose myself to speak, but it's like, if you like to do stuff like this, if you like to laugh and be loud and be heard and all of that stuff, you know, this is our time. It's our time to shine and be the black sheep that we truly be. Go for it.
I don't think I can.
I said it. Now I'm going to expect it. Okay. So, yeah. So here we go. Like, we'll just talk about, like, you know, I'm in the middle of this week of, it's like Energy Transformation Week, and I'm doing this project because, you know, just even in yesterday's video, I interviewed Access Consciousness Facilitator Diva Diaz, and we were talking about a different possibility with, you know, autism, ADD, ADHD, OCD, all those labels, and what if there is a totally different possibility with those labels, and also everybody who's different. Like, what if it's just that, like, our brains and or we just think differently, and we be different in the world, and some of the things that make sense to most, you know, other people could possibly not make any sense to people like myself or people like Donna or people like Diva. In the interview we were talking about is like when we were kids growing up, like, for example, I'm not sure about how it was for you, Donna, but for me, when I was growing up, I did not like to watch cartoons. Like, I liked some cartoons, but when the cartoons that would come on that were primarily shown day in and day out, like the ones where, like, all the characters would be being mean to each other or hurting each other or pushing each other off cliffs and dropping anvils on each other, and everybody seemed to just keep getting hurt. Those, I would just want to tune out and, like, totally not watch cartoons. And Saturday mornings were really, like, I just didn't see the point. It was like, this is just so not real. And I was more concerned with wondering why everything was the way it was, and wondering, like, about the planet, and wondering about, you know, the human body, and you know, I just wanted to understand or know why everything was the way that it was. I was very curious. I'm not sure, you know, it's like, and I don't know very many kids that grew up not liking cartoons. I mean, I wasn't very vocal about it, but I just was like, I just had so many other more creative things that I would rather be doing than sitting and watching cartoons of like cats and mouses beating each other up. So much so that, you know, I asked so many questions, and, you know, when I was a little kid, my parents bought me two sets of encyclopedias and gave it to me and was just like, well, you just, here, this is why, all of it. It's all in here. Like, you can
leave
stop
us alone.
Asking so many questions. Well, I mean, the thing for me, Donna, is that my parents knew that if they were to just say, because that's just the way it is, it was not enough for me. It was never enough. And I would be like, well, I want to know why. And I would demand, like, some form of explanation on these complex questions. And they were just like, I can't answer this. And my mom used to tell people when they would say, oh, because I said that's why, or because it just is, my mom would be like, oh, no, you can't. Even if you think that she's not going to get that your answer is like BS, she's like, you can't BS her. You have to totally full out explain this whole concept. You have to say it goes up, down, around, and in this thing, and then she'll totally be okay with it. And and that's just how I was, like, growing up. I was just super curious, and I annoyed everybody because I always asked so many questions.
Yeah, well,
so what about you?
That's funny because, you know, how many times in life do you have somebody give you the answer? You know, I used to be a school teacher, actually. I taught high school English for almost a decade. And, you know, in the school system, it really is an answer-based organization. You know, it's really, for most teachers, or the history of teaching is, you know, find the right answer. Not inquiry based, and that's changing. And I know some of the folks that I worked with are cutting edge in terms of shifting education into an inquiry based kind of thing, where it's okay for kids to ask questions. But, you know,
Cool. Think
of how many times people give you the answer, or they want you to have the right answer. And it's like, for me, one of my differences is that I'm really good at reading energetic incongruencies. So that's where things don't match, where people say one thing, but the energy reads something else. And for most of my life, I've taken that on as the wrongness of me. It's like, well, you're saying this and everybody's buying it and believing it, and so I must be wrong because I see something different here. And I want to talk more about that on your Energy Transformation Week, but it's nice that you brought that up, Tara, because I've been listening into your episodes all week, and I heard Catherine McIntosh talking about just that thing. You guys were talking about something about the dynamic of your relationship that was really special, and Catherine was saying, you know, if I had given you any answers to anything, it's like, how disempowering would that be to both of us, actually, is essentially what she said, because, A, I change all the time, so any answer I give you in this 10 seconds is probably going to change. And to you, because it's not about you knowing what I know, it's about you knowing that you know and what you know. And, you know, I think, like, just thinking back to my teaching career, how I tried to implement that in the classroom, and it was really hard because it's all evidence-based. You have to have proof that your kids are learning, and it's like, how do I prove that the kids had these amazing questions about Huckleberry Finn or whatever content it was, literature that we were looking at, you know? So, the black sheep, it's like, what if what you know, even though it's different than everybody around you, is actually more relevant? You know, even though the reality around you gives you one set of information, what if you know something that's totally different, and that incongruency that you're aware of is not your fault? You're just a black sheep among a sea of white, and what if you're that difference is actually a skill that you can start to cultivate? And that's my target for this year for myself and for everybody that I'm working with. It's like, what if this time for us to really cultivate the difference that we be and not use our awareness of things as the tool and weapon against us to feel wrong and bad and terrible and awful, which is truly how I spent so much of my adult life until I came across Access Consciousness. So all jokes aside, what if this is the year for you to not have to hide that you know something different than what everyone around you seems to know?
It just you being that just might make you in a certain category of people called the black sheep.
Dude, I wanted to push the button that time.
Oh, you did?
It's like, oh,
I set that. I set that little thing up. Okay. I'll just listen out for you, and you can listen out for me then.
Yeah. Well, you know what else is really funny about this concept of black sheep is, like, you know, how often totally alone in that. So like you're the only black sheep, you're the only one that sees things the way that you do. And here's where I want to go with that. Like, what if there's, like, two truths to that? One is the truth that you are different, and you are, but you're not alone. You're a black sheep, and there's a whole bunch of us, but we're just scattered all around the
planet.
Oh, my God.
No, and we are scattered all over the globe. Like, you know what's been so cool? Is that ever since, you know, coming to Access Consciousness and you know, I don't mean to make this such a promo for Access, but it really is something for me. It's really been something that has totally changed my life. And being someone that has always been like, where did I come from? Like, I'm just like, my whole life, I have just been like, why am I so different? And I actually, I remember crying as a little kid. You know, I went in and this is when my grandma was still alive, right? I was like, I had to be like 5 years old. And I walked in and I was crying and she's like, what is wrong? And I was like, Grandma, I am so different. I couldn't say like how I was different, but I was like, I was crying to her. I was like, I'm so different from all the other kids. It must have been like first grade, like that's how young I was, where I was just like, I don't fit in and nothing makes sense here. And and my grandma, she just was hugging me and she was just like, she's like, you just march to the beat of a different drummer. And it was so sweet. But that conversation has like stuck with me. And we don't have a drum sound effects, but
I know, I was just thinking we need like the David Bowie song here. Yeah, that's funny because in my family it's that there, you know, a lot of that black sheep energy is from my family where it's like, oh honey, you're just really different. And I am in my family like definitely the crazy aunt. My family does stuff like they all go on vacation to Mexico and Hawaii and no one tells me.
I'm way left out.
So there's this dig of energy around that. That's like, oh, you're just different, honey. But there's like a truth to that. But there's also a lie with it. That's like, and nobody wants to be around you. And that has plagued me throughout my life. And I've actually used that energy to create a lot of the connection points in my relationships. And I'm realizing that that's a choice. That I don't have to carry that family energy, and kind of my target this year is to do something different, which is to not have the way that my family treated me for my awareness and my difference, you know, the truth with the lie, the sort of, oh, honey, we love you, but kind of energy, and use that as the focal point for all my other relationships. And so I'm pretty excited to see, you know, I'm in this tremendous demand to do something totally different than has ever been really possible for me. And this is not to at all say the wrongness of my family. They adore me, and they truly just want to protect me. I'm not sure from what, probably myself, but I think really like your family, just when they look at you, or people look at you and you're that different, they just don't want you to be abused for your different. I mean, think of school and how when you're the different one, you're the awkward, there can be so much abuse around that. And so I think that the people that have just tried to protect me from that, they just didn't want me to be the weirdo. And that ultimately was ultimately an abuse to me to not allow me to be everything that I was. And so,
And they're really not like aware of it as an abuse, you know, it's more like a protection. And, but at the same time, like, yeah, whenever you kind of have to cut off part of yourself for anybody else, or, you know, to fit in anywhere, it's like a diminishment of you. It's a diminishment of your being. And, you know, it's like part of what I like about the Show Up Show and this show particularly, Donna, is we're like inviting people to stop doing that to themselves and to, you know, like just see what, you know, and part of, you know, all the facilitation work that we do, it's like people get to have themselves, like all of themselves, not just like pieces of themselves that they've, you know, deemed as themselves as the whole because they were fitting into this reality. But you really get to discover the energy that you be, the light, the fun, the play, the gratitude that you be. And you get to, you know, it's like when people get to, you know, this being silly and laughing like this, you know, it's not normal here, you know. And it's like, what if that is you, like the laughter and the joy? It's like, what if you can be that and have that and not have to be like, oh, maybe we should tone it down a little bit for anybody ever.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are a lot of people who will judge you for that. And the cool mm-hmm. thing is that if you're willing to show up as totally you, you actually create a new reality for everybody. And it gives other people the space to choose that if they want to also. And if they don't, that's okay. More and more, I'm okay with that. But hey, I just want to mention, excuse me, that we have a chat room. Looks like there's a couple of people in there. And I'd love to hear in the chat room what you guys know about being the black sheep. And if there's anything that we're saying that you want to know more about, let us know. Let us know in the chat room. Just ask us your questions. Tell us your history or what you'd like to see happen for all the people who are different of black sheep in a sea of white sheep.
Oh. Yay.
That's so dumb. It's the pleasure in the little things.
Wait.
For me. It's like, well, oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. What do you, I know, here's my question, and get ready. What do you know about the white sheep, Donna? Like, you just said, what did you say about the white sheep? Like, you were like, what the question was, what do you know about the white sheep and the black sheep? Well, yeah.
Okay.
What,
that's interesting.
I'm curious about, I'm really curious. What do you know about the white sheep? And
okay, that.
Like, what is that?
Yeah, well, it's like, what? So for me, it's like the black sheep is somebody who's just different and looks around. You're like the person that's like, wait a second, this doesn't make sense. And the white sheep all fit in, and, you know, they just look the same, they talk the same, they sound the same. It's just the people around. Here's the thing about this. I'm kind of stumbling because I actually don't know what to say. So I think that where I am.
Hold on, wait. Here.
Laugh about it.
Give me some three seconds to think, you know.
Well, I mean, I think, like, really, the white sheep, it's like, for me, it's like, what if I didn't have to, I mean, most of the time I've spent trying to resist and react to the white sheep being like, those people are wrong because they all do things the same and I'm different. Or those people are right and I'm wrong because I do things different. And I'm like, well, what if there's something else possible where I can actually be with all of it, just be with all of it and use it all to my advantage.
You know what's flashing through my mind right now as we're talking about this?
I have an idea. Hold on. Is it this? That is so dumb.
Yeah, it is.
It's so dumb.
It is. It's all the white sheep, right? That's what I'm seeing is all these white sheep, the black sheep, right? The speckled with the specks. But then you know who else I'm seeing is the sheep dog. The sheep dog that kind of herds them all and keeps them all together and runs around them and goes in and out and weaves and kind of just like the sheep dog that like they bring the whole, they kind of bring the whole crowd around. What I'm noticing is that like at some point the white sheep do start to follow, right? So it's like, what if enough of us black sheep were willing to take off the white cloak, so to speak, and to be our lovely black wool selves and show up and guide and give the white sheep something to another direction to lean towards, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then it's like,
yeah,
pretty soon the sheep dogs are going to start being like, okay, we're going to herd everybody this direction now because it seems like we're going to go this way, you know? And it's like, at some point being happy, being yourself, you know, asking questions and creativity and creation. I really believe this. Creation and creativity and kindness on this planet is going to be the cool thing that the white sheep start to do. And then it's like, what is possible? Like, really, what is possible then with us living in a world that is sustainable, living in a world that is creative? And, you know, if everybody's not so busy judging each other or keeping each other down or trying to compete and whatnot, and everybody is in a space of creation, like, what is possible then? You know, like, what truly is possible then? We can't even conceive of that.
Yeah. That's
you know?
What's so great. It's like, for people that function on energy, and if you're a person who, like, what if energy is your first language? It's really the language that you're good at or you speak, and it's just you've never been given the tools to acknowledge that. It's like, that's your primary functioning place. And what would be possible in terms of creating, you know, the possibilities that you know? When you show up as you, what if that changes things for all of us? And so I'm more and more looking for the people who are willing to pave the way. And I think coming out more and more as me has been scary because I'm like, oh, no, I'm not actually differently. And, oh, my God, like, that's a little it's been a little bit scary, quote unquote, sometimes. And it's also this tremendous gift of, like, you're not alone. You just have felt alone for a long time. I want to say, I was looking up the Chinese zodiac, and I just want to read a couple of the characteristics according to travelchinaguide.com about the sheep or the year of the sheep. The sheep is among the animals that people like most. It's gentle and calm. Which is directly different than that sound, is not gentle and calm. They're tender, polite, filial, clever, and kind-hearted. They have a special sensitivity to art, beauty, faith, and a special fondness for quiet living. Anyway, I wanted to read that because I think that people who are truly different have that sense of gentle, calm, caring, tenderness that is really something that you're not supposed to have, you know? It's a dog-eat-dog world. And, like, actually caring and actually It's like, what if that's the thing that you could cultivate? I mean, and what if you're everything? I mean, you can probably be a dog-eat-dog kind of person. You could probably choose anything in any 10 seconds. But what if the thing that you are hiding the most about you is that caring, is that tenderness about you? And is it time to just let that part of you out more? And I know for me, it is the time.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah, that's beautiful, Donna. I would like to co-create a world of kindness and have that be the primary, like, kindness, gratitude, and joy, have those be, like, the primary, like, state that I, like, live in. Now what I've noticed is, like, yeah, the vulnerability, the intimacy, the kindness, it can be put out, right? And the first thing first is you've got to have that really deep within for you, like, first and foremost. And it's like the journey of falling in love with yourself and being totally kind to you and to your body, like, your body is a big part of this, is like when you are grateful to your body as it is, and as it isn't, it's like your body and you can create some sort of a communion that will have the energies and the things that you'd like to have actualizing so much faster than you could do with your mind, you know? And
totally.
It's like, imagine, you know, it's almost like, okay, we can go out there and preach, everybody be kind to one another, be kind. But if we're not being kind to ourselves and genuinely at the core for having gratitude and kindness for the magnificence that we be, first and foremost, it's like it's not going to work. It's like putting I did this modality a long time ago that they would say it's like putting icing on a mud pie. You know what
I
mean?
On a shit pie,
and it's on a sheep shit pie.
a sheep patty pie.
I'm letting you
do it.
I'll let you push
sheep,
it. All right.
Sheep patty pie.
I mean, it went over a little. That did like a double sheep. Seriously, like... we're gonna have like sheep patty pies.
Oh my god!
I'm waiting. I'm nervous. I'm afraid you're gonna push it. Like so.
I know. It's so funny. It's the big red button. We should not have access to the big red button here at the Show Up Show. No one should have access to a big red button.
I was gonna say, thank you for talking about the body, because it's like the one thing that we don't do in this reality is receive. We don't allow our bodies to receive. Do and get. And the only thing you let your body receive is sex from your primary relationship. And we actually cut off the nurturing kind touch after we're small children. It's turned into this big meaningful thing that you only do with your lover, or if you're a parent, you do with your children. And what I've found is that my body actually requires just soft, kind touch from people, and not in a way that means anything or is going anywhere.
Okay.
And
what? But wait. I just I'm getting a visual now, and it's just like. Like, if I, Donna, if we were at a bar, or, well, not a bar, if we were at, like, a class, or, no, shoot, that's okay there, too. I'm kind of trying to highlight, like, if we were out in public somewhere, and I just walked up to you and lightly caressed your cheek and was like, it's so good to see you, and, like, touched you in a light, touching manner, people would be like, you guys, that's a PDA. You need to get a room or something like that, right? And it's
the conclusion is then you're lovers, right? That's, you're in a relationship.
It's so weird, right? And I just kind of realized as I was trying to speak that example, I was like, well, no, I actually could do that. I could do that to you in a class. I could walk up to you in a bar and do that to you, and that would be okay. So it's kind of like, okay, the atmosphere is changing.
Yeah.
But still,
yeah.
Like, if I walked up to a random friend of mine that didn't have this information or didn't know that this information existed, and I went and caressed their cheek, A, they would be like, what the hell? Like, where, why are you getting so touchy-feely? Or we'd end up making out or something, you know? I mean,
right.
it's true.
And
it's weird. Affection is weird here. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll let you talk. Forget.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's it. And it's like, what if, and where I'm going with this is like, what if you allowing your body to receive that kind touch that doesn't have a destination, that's just about people being present with you and including your body in a way that doesn't have a conclusion, it doesn't mean anything, it's just kindness. It's like, what if that's something that bodies actually require? And I'm saying that because the way that that started to break open for me was when I took my very first Access Consciousness Bars class. And the bars are these points around your head that someone just gently holds. It's just you laying on a table. And it's where I actually started to include my body in energy work. And I had done energy work for years. I hid it from most, especially in my profession. But that bars was the first place that I actually started to include my body. And it's just like you say, when you include your body, it actually will start to generate a magic. It's full of energy. It's communing and communicating with the molecules all around it all the time. And so the more nurturing you give your body, the more it's like, oh, I'm going to create magic everywhere with you. We're a partnership. And so I'm saying that because we're over our half hour and we're getting to the place where we can maybe wrap up a little bit. But I wanted to just say that Tara and I are both bars facilitators. Facilitate just means to make easy or easier. You know, it's my target and probably Tara's too, to make easy. You're stepping into being the black sheep who knows that you're not wrong. You're just different and that you're not alone.
Yes.
And there's other people who will appreciate and value what you know as different. And I have a bars class coming up in Las Cruces, New Mexico, the last weekend of January. And I'd love to see you there. What do you have coming up, Tara? What's going on in your world that people might want to know about?
Energy Transformation Week. Yeah, I have a lot going on right now. 2015 and made January into this, like, explosion. I'm in the middle of Energy Transformation Week, and this is a project that's pretty personal to me. I'm actually recreating something out of a crazy situation that happened 5 years ago. You know, I'll be really quick with this. I had a nervous breakdown. There was a lot more to the story, but my friend who is a healer, when everyone was treating me like I was crazy, she kind of stepped in and was like, listen, girl, I know what you're going through, and introduced me to energy work and past life regressions and all this stuff. And, you know, I am where I am now because somebody kind of was able to shine a light on me and not be treating me like I was crazy. So this Energy Transformation Week is, since then, I have met all these people along this journey, along my journey, that have personally mentored me or have a similar story as that, or, you know, and basically what I wanted to create was, instead of having it be, oh, 5 years ago, that was when I spun out on January 10th, right? I want to be like, well, what can I create that would go out into the future and be a positive here? Because I'm clear that if I had the knowledge and the tools that I have now, 5 years ago, that situation would never have ended up being a clinical situation. So that's kind of, there's a lot of reasons why I'm doing this, but I have about three more interviews left, and it goes on every day at 2 p.m. Eastern, and then there are replays, and it's on Facebook. You can find it. It's Energy Transformation Week is the name of the invite. Just add yourself to the invite. You'll be able to listen in and check out the videos there. It's all on Google Hangout or on my YouTube channel. I also have a few other things this month, and that is on the 24th of January.
Wait, I want to ask you more questions about this series that you put together, because I've been so impressed with it and so excited that you are you're literally changing the energy and giving people a new possibility who are feeling like they're on the fringe and feeling really different. And it's easy for me and you to talk about, there's actually a whole bunch of people on the planet that also are super weird. There's a ton of us. Yeah. And we talk about super crazy, weird stuff. And it's okay. It doesn't mean that you still can't be in this reality. And you might have so many skills that you can be in this reality and be super weird. And you can be a white sheep or you can be a black sheep. Like, what if it's just a choice? So I'm super impressed by this. Yes, go ahead.
Wait, and the sheep dogs, I just want to say this. The sheep dogs, they include everyone, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's
yeah.
included. It's consciousness.
Yeah.
We're all included. So, you know, we're not
yeah.
dissing the white sheep. It's just that, you know, we just got to make it kind of, look, we want to go in this direction now. It's time to create
yeah.
a fun, generative, kind place to be.
Yeah. But so I'm like so impressed with the series that you put together, Tara. And I think you're a creative genius. And you've had like guests on your show who are phenomenal people. So you've had, and for our listeners, if you like Tara said, you can go to Facebook and find out. You can get all the replays. It's totally free. They're half hour or a little bit more sometimes. Interviews with different amazing energy workers. So there's a conscious comedian, Katie Rubin, who's been on our show. There's Catherine McIntosh, who changes lives, travels the world. She is phenomenal. You had Diva Diaz,
yeah.
who works
yeah.
with the founder of Access Consciousness, Gary Douglas.
Directly.
And you've got more yeah. interviews coming up this week with different amazing people. So this is like Tara really being like, hey, look, here are some other people that get different. And, you know, and it's okay. And so I just wanted to say that. You've had amazing people on your show, and I'm excited about it. And then what else do you have coming up?
All right, so on the 24th of January, that's a Saturday, it's next week, I'm creating another telecall. It's going to be another hour class. I just named it. I'm about to launch it out. It's called In Creation Of ..
Mm.
It's like whatever, and I'm going to let this thing just be in. It's like I've realized that there are things that I've was looking at doing and being when I was a kid that I'm now noticing that I've always been in the creation of. So in the creation of, it's like, what if creation doesn't look or feel anything like you think it does? And we're going to dive into that on this call. It's going to be, it's $20, and I'm going to have the invite out probably today, by the end of the day. So look for that on Facebook, but look for In Creation Of. That's the keywords right there. And then at the end, okay, go ahead, sorry.
Wait, stay with that. So, yeah, I think, like, the concept of creating is, like, what if you're always creating something? Always. You never
yeah.
stop creating. So it's like you're either consciously creating the life of your dreams or you're unconsciously creating, and what if you could have more choice in that? And start to create the future that you really want to see show up in the world. What if that's how potent you are? And I was going to say something else about that topic of creation, but I lost it. So keep going.
It's okay. Okay, and then at the very end of the month here in South Florida locally, so the video series is free, right? The telecall is, it's $20, you know, That's worldwide on telecall. You can sign up on the Access Consciousness website and also in the event invite that I put out. But now locally, if you're in South Florida, if you're traveling to South Florida on January 30th, there's a conference here called Decide to Rise, and it is all about creating and planning your 2015 done through different facilitators that do everything from spiritual work and business. Like, they're marrying spirituality and business and energy. And on February 1st, I'm doing a four-hour workshop with another woman. Her name is Lisa Montgomery. She runs a multi-million dollar business of, like, luxury fishing trips. And she's also really great at her target is to have everybody come away with, like, some sort of a plan or a guide for every month of the year. Now, my part in it is I'm going to show everybody all the energetics of what it's like, how to tap into the energy of your business, how to kind of basically medium and channel that energy. And so Lisa's going to bring a more, like, practical side, and I'm going to take everyone through exercises to really go beyond and be in the question with their business for the next year. We're still developing how we're going to marry it all together, but I'm getting the energy of it. It's going to be really fun. And if you want more information about that, the Decide to Rise conference, it's also on Facebook. Decide to Rise is the event name. And also, if you sign up on my mailing list, my email list, you'll get all this information as well. And that's for January. I've got that's it right now. I've got a lot going on, and I don't mean to be so promo, but January has just been like, great, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, and I wonder what you out there in the world are creating. It's like, if you out there listening, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. It's not about that. That past, when you function from the past, that you just keep creating more of the same. And so what's required for you to create a different reality is that you actually embrace the black sheep you truly are. All right, we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, Tara. You're a rock star. I'm so grateful to have you as a person who shows up in my life regularly. And how does it get even better than this, my friend?
How does it, everybody?
Bye. Mm-hmm.